President Jonathan says Boko Haram attacks are a temporary setback, testing the nation's character, and should deter neither Nigerians nor foreign investors.
Anybody who does not want to come and invest in Nigeria now because of this incident of Boko Haram will really regret it.
The president told foreign investors in Abuja that he's initiating a rapid and robust military response to combat the Boko Haram threat.
Let me reassure Nigerians and indeed the world in general that even with the limited technology we have, the Nigerian security services have done fairly well.
Nigeria's military says Boko Haram carried out coordinated attacks on police stations, churches, and an army base in small towns across the north earlier this month. The group claims responsibility for bombing United Nations headquarters in Abuja in August. The militants say they're fighting for the creation of a Sharia-led nation in the north and do not recognize the authority of Nigeria's constitution or President Jonathan. A special security fund for joint military task forces to put down the violence moves the government away from the recommendations of a committee the president established to consider opening talks with Boko Haram. Borno State Senator Muhammad Ali Ndume was on that committee. He says the problem cannot be solved militarily.
As far as the use of force is now going, it's just like guesswork. You don't even know who is your enemy, and so you don't know who you are even attacking. So the military is just, they thought that the presence of the military can bring law and order, but it has not succeeded.
Ndume says the violence will continue as long as Boko Haram feels it's not being heard.
Dialogue, in this case, is very necessary, especially when you're dealing with a group that you cannot easily identify. So first we say there should be initiation of dialogue, first to identify the leadership of that group, two, to know what they want, and then see if there is possibility of negotiation, because we know historically that insurgence cannot be solved by force. It can only be resolved by dialogue.
Ndume says part of addressing the Boko Haram threat is addressing the underlying social weaknesses of poverty and unemployment that have fueled its growth. Photographer John Oku says there are long-standing grievances.
The government should look into the remote cause of the problem rather than the proximate cause, because the group actually did not start today. The agitation has been there all along, just like the Niger Delta. They have been there protesting, agitating. Nothing, government will not do anything about it until they took to violence.
President Jonathan says there are no sacred cows in the drive to expose those behind Boko Haram, no matter how highly placed those sponsors might be. Economist Paul Ohini believes the group's backers include northern politicians opposed to Nigeria's southern president.
This group we are talking about is masterminded by the political powers. Those are in powers. They sponsor these children, give them gun to fight for their political interests.
Unlike the fighting over resources in the oil-rich Niger Delta, businessman Andrew Adebisi says most Nigerians do not understand what Boko Haram wants.
Boko themselves, I think they're not sincere. They should come out and tell us what their fight is. When the people in the Niger Delta fought, we know what they were fighting for and we understood their plea. But for Boko Haram, we don't understand their plight.
Senator Ndume says that makes it all the more important to open talks with the group, because he believes Nigerians will not support a sustained military operation unless they believe the government has exhausted all other efforts to resolve the conflict. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abuja.